Glenn Michaelchuk is the chair of the MayWorks Festival. He is a member of the Canadian Auto Workers as a machinist at CP Rail. He's been a longtime union activist in Winnipeg and is involved with the peace movement with the Peace Alliance Winnipeg. We sat down to talk with him about Winnipeg's 2009 MayWorks Festival. Welcome to Black Mass, Glenn. How are you?
I'm fine and glad to be here. And again, we're always appreciative of the Black Mass spot for MayWorks.
Speaking of MayWorks, can you let our listeners know about what MayWorks is?
Well, this is the 15th year for MayWorks. The very first MayWorks was on the 75th anniversary of the Winnipeg General Strike. And MayWorks is a festival that's dedicated to celebrating the connection between labor and the arts. And that's something that may not come to most people's minds, but really so much of the artwork that we see in society generates from the various ideas that are important to people. And our festival here in Winnipeg is actually part of MayWorks festivals across the country. There's MayWorks festivals in Toronto, Ottawa, Edmonton, and there's one out on Vancouver Island, all dedicated to the same theme of bringing out of from people's lives the art that's important to them, that's created by them, whether they're actually professional artists who do it, and there are those, as well as just ordinary people who create art, workers who create art.
And so it sort of plays on that idea of worker as artist, but also artist as worker, and the idea that the creative work is also work as well. Is that correct?
That's right. You can think of many artists in history who played actually a significant role in developing ideas and being parts of movements. Mm-hmm. So that element, yes, workers as artists and artists as workers.
Now, I know every year with MayWorks, one of the kickoffs to the festival is the May Day Parade. It looks like there's been a change to the parade route this year. Why did that come about?
Well, traditionally, the parade has usually started at City Hall. I mean, being the center of city politics there and taking a route through downtown to end up back at City Hall. But this year, when we started planning for May Day, we thought, well, this is also the 90th anniversary of the general strike. So let's take a look and see if there's a route that we can pick or look at that is more closely linked with the events of the general strike. So when the route this year, the parade starts this year from Joe Zukin Park. Joe Zukin Park is opposite what were in 1919, the Vulcan Iron Works. I should say that Joe Zukin Park is located at Maple and Sutherland. So that's where we're going to start at 6 p.m. But then the route goes through Point Douglas, one of the historic areas of Winnipeg, and winds up back on Riverfront Drive past what was at that time Victoria Park, no longer there. Works its way back opposite one of the other important sites of the general strike, which was Hell's Alley. And then back up onto Market, Market in Maine, where it's pretty close to the very location where Mike Sokolowski was killed in the charge of the Northwest Mounted Police. And then back up Main Street to Sutherland and Sutherland to back to Joe Zukin Park.
Maybe just to, if you can, to give listeners some background, who was Joe Zukin?
Well, Joe Zukin was, first of all, he was a member of the Communist Party of Canada. And he was famous for many years as an elected representative to city council. And he gained quite a reputation as someone who people saw as, you know, an honest and sincere fighter.
This year, I noticed looking through the calendar that there are a couple of bigger name acts than have been involved with the festival in the past. Do you want to tell us a little bit about them?
Yes. Well, the first one that comes up is Maria Dunn, a Juno nominee. I believe her birthplace and home is Alberta. She has done a show called about dedicated to garment workers. And the story involves the GWG plant in Edmonton. But that story would be familiar to anybody where there's a garment industry, and we had a GWG plant in Winnipeg until a couple of years ago. Her show is called GWG Piece by Piece, and it talks about the lives of the mostly immigrant women workers there. She did songs, and it's accompanied by a video production. So it's an intermix of music and video. And we're fortunate that we actually, it's a tour of the various MayWorks cities. But it just so happens that we're fortunate to have the full show here in the sense of that she's not only joined by Shannon Johnson on violin, but Sharmila Mathur on sitar. So it's going to be a tremendous show. It's at the Park Theater, and it's Saturday afternoon, May 2nd. The next show after that that's features some prominent musicians is Joe Jenks, a young American, but an American who's really committed to developing, you know, modern songs about the working class struggles. And joining him is Ann Feeney. Ann Feeney's probably more better known to people who follow that circuit and listen to that music. They play on May 10th at the Winnipeg Art Gallery in a show that's called Rise Up Singing. In fact, Joe Jenks' lyrics, you'll find on our website, the lyrics to Rise as One, and they're actually printed on the back of our MayWorks program. And the artwork on this year's program is the cover art from his CD, Rise as One.
I had a chance to see Maria Dunn when she was artist in residence at the Edmonton May Week Festival years and years ago. And I also had a chance to see Ann Feeney at the centenary anniversary of the Industrial Workers of the World back in 2005 in Chicago. And I would strongly recommend folks go to try and make it out to both these shows, because they're both phenomenal entertainers.
You won't be disappointed.
You mentioned earlier it's the 90th anniversary of the Winnipeg General Strike. I'm wondering, why do you think this event still resonates with us as Winnipeggers today, but also maybe even broader than that with working class people?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, the magnitude of what happened in 1919 has been rarely repeated anywhere in any struggle. 1919 was one of those years of great transition. I mean, the war was over, there was huge economic crisis, and there was a huge struggle of workers to try and deal with the kind of conditions that they faced. And so we haven't seen that kind of condition in since that time, really, since that, and which just was 10 years before the start of the Great Depression. So 1919 was, when you think of it, 30,000 workers or so in Winnipeg went on strike and shut down the city, and actually, in many respects, ran the city, because they took over all the functions of delivering food and taking care of the various functions that go on in the city on a day-to-day basis. Not only that, the strike in Winnipeg sparked sympathy strikes in several Canadian cities, from Calgary through to Toronto. Brandon had a sympathy strike. I believe there was even a sympathy strike in places like Kenora. So it was an event, a real watershed in terms of working class struggle in Canada. And the only thing that comes to mind comparable to it of any magnitude, and that was the Days of Action in Ontario. But those were only one-day shutdowns of cities. Now, here in Winnipeg, the city was shut down for a month.
Speaking of the Days of Action in Ontario, one of the other things that's going to be happening with the festival this year is the Rekindling the Spirit of 1919. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? It's what that event is going to look like?
That's an important event because, and the term Rekindling the Spirit is because when we sat down to organize this event, we said, what was it about 1919 that, you know, made not only leaders, like working class leaders, but also ordinary workers engage in such a significant struggle? And in many respects, that kind of struggle is needed today. I mean, if you look at the conditions that workers are facing today, they're very similar to the kinds of conditions that they faced in 1919, where they were told that this was the way it was going to be and you had no way to resist it. If you look at what's happening out east in the auto sector, where workers are basically being forced into taking concessions by the government and by the employers, and with seemingly no way to fight back against this. So the idea of this conference is to bring together activists on the Saturday in a series of workshops to explore the issues that they are fighting on themselves and how these issues can be connected and how we have to be able to take these struggles to another level, at a more organized level. The Friday evening begins with a panel discussion. We have John Clark from OCAP. We have Jim Naylor from the University of Brandon. And we have Darlene Jevitz from the president of the Manitoba Federation of Labor. They will all be speaking on various components of this question of what is the struggle about. John Clark, of course, is known for his work as an anti-poverty activist. Darlene, as head of the Manitoba Federation of Labor, is well placed to talk about, you know, that struggle that workers have to wage in an organized basis. And Jim is going to do the connection on the question of the issues in 1919, the conditions of the working class, how they were able to unite together, and hopefully draw the connections to today, you know, why that's maybe not happening. So that's the panel discussion Friday night. The Saturday event starts at 9 with registration and goes till about 4. That's the workshops where the activists will get together and exchange views and opinions and dialogue about what to do. Anybody who's interested in joining the, is registering for the conference can go to our website. They'll find the information there under that event.
And the website is at?
www.mayworks.org.
So I see in the program, Danny Scher again is involved with the festival this year with his production Strike. Do you want to talk about that and how it differs from the events from previous years?
Danny's event is a free event, and he's doing what he calls the dramatic recreation of Bloody Saturday. Of course, you'll know he's done a musical based on the strike. And it's actually, Danny has done quite a bit to resurrect that history of the strike and bring out some of the forgotten elements of the strike. For instance, Mike Sokolowski. It was largely through Danny's efforts that his grave was found again.
And just for listeners, can you give us some background on who Mike Sokolowski was?
Mike Sokolowski was one of two workers killed on that day. Mike was killed, if you go to Market in Maine, where the Pantages Playhouse is, where is now sort of a courtyard, and with that curvilinear copper-faced building, approximately right there is where there used to be a funeral parlor. And ironically enough, it was by most of the research that's being done, that's just about the location that Mike was killed, because the press reports say that as soon as he was shot, and he apparently almost died instantly, they took him into the funeral parlor. And so that seems to be the condition, place where he died. The other worker who died a little later was Steve Sketcher-Banovich, and he seems to have died a few days later from gangrene, from several bullet wounds. And actually, if you go into the Free Press archives, you can see the list of people who were injured on that day, and it was an extensive list. And it is even possible that some of those people died, though it's not. It would take some digging to find that.
Right, and just for people who may not be who may not have a lot of background with the history of the Winnipeg General Strike, when you say that those two workers were shot, who were they shot by?
Well, at that time, what the RCMP was called was the Northwest Mounted Police. They were brought in as the only element that could be trusted to really break the strike, because, of course, the returning soldiers were divided on the question, so they couldn't really call in the army. And with a lot of success, the police had gone on strike in support of the strike. Some that might seem a bit unheard of.
I know, wouldn't that be something if that happened today?
Just shows you how things have changed. But yes, the police went on strike. In fact, the whole police force was fired, a la, you know, what Reagan had done with the air traffic controllers.
Right.
Yeah. But so the only really trusted element of that was the Northwest Mounted Police. So Danny, just getting back to Danny's event. So he, May 23rd, it's an open air event where he recreates it. It's a dramatic recreation, but it's largely based on the historical facts of the day. There's some liberties taken with Mike Sokolowski and what his character really may have been like, but that was more for the issues of doing the musical and the play.
All right, and so then that's going to be happening at Old Market Square or?
William in Maine. He's okay. Actually blocking off parts of Maine, and this year he has actually done a replica of the streetcar.
Oh, okay. So
and that's going to be in there.
Are we going to see it
tipped?
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's going to be tipped, but it is going. I'm not sure if it's going to be tipped, but he said it is. It's part of the day. So.
Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing that. You'd mentioned earlier there's a website for MayWorks that's been revamped and retooled a bit. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. First of all, the MayWorks site features the new artwork. And it's got a little different levels of accessibility, I guess. We have on the opening page, we have the statement welcoming everybody to MayWorks. The calendar is listed there, and you have regular updates. If you go to news updates, you can see the regular updates that are happening there when people are being interviewed or things like that.
Okay, and the address again for the website?
www.mayworks.org.
Great. Well, Glenn, thanks for coming and talking with us. Thanks for kicking off MayWorks Radio on Black Mask.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for doing this all month.
No problem. Take care.
Thanks.
You have been listening to an interview with Glenn Michaelchuk about Winnipeg's 2009 MayWorks Festival. For more information on MayWorks, you can go to www.mayworks.org. We'll be right back.